Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin Chapter. Dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com. Support for WPR comes from Milwaukee Film, presenting the 16th Annual Milwaukee Film Festival, featuring local, national, and international films, April 11th through the 25th. Tickets are at mkefilm.org.
This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. A new waste collection system is in full swing in the city of La Crosse. A similar system started last month in the city of Onalaska. Residents in each community have been given carts for both trash and recycling, so garbage trucks can mechanically collect the waste. Here today to talk about the changes are Onalaska City Engineer Jared Holter and City of La Crosse Public Works Director Dale Hexum. Dale first talks about why the La Crosse City Council decided to make these changes.
It was initiated from about 2, maybe even 3 years ago when the city was first entertaining going to Plastics 1 and 2, adding Plastics 1 and 2 to the recycling stream. And maybe it was even before that, because prior to about 2008, La Crosse residents could put garbage out for collection in plastic bags. Did not have to be in a container. And there was a concern on the part of some council persons and residents, quite frankly, also, that garbage placed out for collection in plastic bags was being torn apart by rodents, vermin, and the like, and garbage was scattered all over. In addition to that, there were scavengers going around looking through the recycle bins and also through the garbage, and in some neighborhoods leaving a mess. So the initial push for going away from bags was to get it into containers, and then over and above that, to move toward using an automated cart service.
Jared, why was it in Onalaska that you all decided to switch to this new system also?
I think in the city of Onalaska, we started looking at solid waste services in general a few years ago, and we actually had a committee set up between La Crosse and Onalaska to look at joint ventures on how we could do things cooperatively and look at how just we look at solid waste through the two larger metropolitan areas in the county. And with that, we came up with some ideas and did things and basically come to the point where we thought, you know, we're so much a little bit different and everything, let's just bid each project, each city separately. And that really got things started in the city of Onalaska. And I think we were going through that process and had so much education about recycling and things such as that, that the city of Onalaska went down the road to begin with of having a recycling cart. That was where we started with back about mid-2012, made that decision. And with that, then, just evolved into what we have today.
Instead of having just a trash bin that maybe you'd get at the store, you have a cart that has a lid on it that a truck can pick up. And essentially, both cities have the same collection system, right?
That's correct.
That's right, yep.
So how's it been going so far? Jared, how about in Onalaska?
Well, in Onalaska, we actually got a little bit of a jump on La Crosse because our carts were delivered the first week of December. And with that, our decision was made early on that we approved a contract in April of 2013 that gave everyone one size of cart in the city of Onalaska, one 65-gallon cart for recycling and one 65-gallon cart for refuse pickup. Our council so chose in December of this 2013 to add a choice for cart size. So we had already delivered the carts that week, actually, and we had been hearing a lot of feedback from residents over the course of the fall, and the council made a decision that we were going to allow people a one-time free change out of cart size. We're going to be sending out letters in February and having those back by April 2nd, and then hopefully by June we're hoping to have carts changed out for people. But with that, we really started in December, started letting the residents use them once they were delivered, and the hauler was hand-tipping them at that point. And then starting the first of the year, we mandated that they had to be using the carts as of January 6th. And there's been hiccups along the way, as can be expected, with placement of the carts and what's being put in them and just not having enough room in the carts for all of their refuse or recycling. So we've had some hiccups along the way, but I think people have embraced it, the change, and are using the carts fully. Just for January, for instance, I did talk to the hauler, and in January 2013, we had picked up approximately 45 tons of recycling, and we're on pace for January of 2014 to have picked up 90 tons, which would be doubling our recycling. So that's a very positive thing. Not only is the city saving money because now we're not having to pay for the tipping charges for that, but it's better for everyone, better for the environment, and better for everything. So.
And Dale, what about in La Crosse? This has only been about a week into the new program for some areas.
Unlike on Alaska, we made the initial, or our council and Board of Public Works made the initial decision that we were going to offer cart size selection. So we offered a 95, a 65, and a 35 cart size for trash or garbage, and a 95 or a 65 for recycling. So going back to about September, maybe August, we were in the process of putting together an informational mailer with a return postcard and getting information out on our webpage to allow residents to make that choice of cart size. That didn't go over as well as we would have expected. We have about 17,000 residences that we had to mail to, and the cart vendor said, "You'll be lucky if you get 20%. Well, we got
people
about
responding.
People responding, which is normal for kind of a survey type of a thing. We got under that. We were about 3,000 to 3,200. So if they didn't make a cart selection, we delivered to them 295s. And delivery in La Crosse started about mid-December on our northern routes, our Monday and Tuesday routes. And then they broke over the Christmas holidays, Christmas and New Year's, and completed cart delivery really just last week. So as Jared indicated, the routes that got carts early in December, those people had the opportunity to start using the new carts, although they didn't have to. And as of today, we are also mandating that they must now be using the automated carts or their garbage and recycling will not be picked up. So like on Alaska, like Jared, we've had some bumps and bruises. People have called because even though we sent out those 17,000 mailers, we had information on the webpage, the media. I think I've been on all of the TV and radio stations around town and the like, and in the Tribune. There were still many people that were taken by surprise, uninformed, if you will. And we've had some bumps and bruises about what am I doing with this big cart? They're too big. I can't get them in my garage. In some cases, we're seeing the same type of experience that Jared just commented on. People are calling and saying, my recycling cart is filling up really quick. Can I get another one? Which is good news. That's what we want to try to encourage.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Today, we're talking about the new trash and recycling systems in Onalaska and La Crosse. My guests are Dale Hexum. He's the City of La Crosse's Director of Public Works, and Jared Holter. He's Onalaska's City Engineer. Jared, before you had talked about how it was sort of a last-minute decision in Onalaska to give residents the option as to what cart size they wanted. And from what I understand, this brought about some extra expenses to the city. Can you talk about that?
Correct. The council did make a decision in December of 2013 to offer a cart change-out size. We had already ordered carts, had them actually there getting delivered when they actually made that decision. But once we get the final numbers in, I was anticipating 20 to 25% of the people are going to want to change out their cart size for the numbers. But with what we having to buy the new carts, sell the old carts, getting them delivered and doing everything like that, it could be up to $200,000 for the city. That would be a one-time cost, which is still cheaper than offering, say, we went to every week recycling pickup. We'd have probably another $100,000 a year in costs. So if we can get to the correct cart size for people, it's still going to be a large upfront number, but it'll be a one-time cost.
And the city's picking that up. It's not getting passed on to residents?
Correct. The city council made a decision to a one-time change out at no cost to the residents.
Do you know if they've had to readjust funds at all in order to fund this?
That won't be finalized until we get the final number in, and that'll be at the April council meeting. So we'll have a number that we can present and then the final tally.
And Dale, here in La Crosse, this new system cost about 1.5
$6.96 million annually. It's about $81,000 more that the city will be paying to Harder's quick cleanup. How is the city making up for the added expense with this new system?
Well, we budgeted for it. The council during the budget deliberations for 2014 and really backing up even before that as we were discussing going to the automated system, we're aware that there were going to be additional costs. Now, the $82,000, as Jared's indicating, the more that we can encourage and facilitate recycling, we are going to save, potentially save that tipping fee at either the Xcel Energy plant or at the landfill. And for easy numbers, it's $60 a ton. So
that Xcel pays the city?
No, that the city pays Xcel or the La Crosse County landfill to get to dispose of garbage. So if we can double our recycling numbers, for instance, and in the city of La Crosse, doubling our recycling numbers would mean we'd say we'd recycle maybe an additional 1,000, maybe 2,000 tons. So if you do the simple math, if we double, if we save 1,000 tons that we don't pay $60 a ton, that's $60,000. If we save 2,000 tons, that's $120,000. So we've just now made up that $82,000 additional cost that we're paying Harder's. So there's that opportunity. And as we all know, sitting in this room and others, La Crosse and the La Crosse area have had the advantage of not really having to fully recycle like the rest of the state, in part because we've got the Xcel Energy derived fuel plant. So we've been really sending a lot of recyclable materials to the RDF that we are now going to encourage people to recycle and therefore not have to pay that $60 a ton.
I wonder if we can talk about that change, because if potentially more people are recycling, does that mean, and that means that less waste would be going towards Xcel?
Correct.
Does that change the relationship between the city and Xcel much?
The refuse-derived fuel plant that Xcel owns is actually, there's an agreement between La Crosse County Solid Waste Department and the Xcel Energy. La Crosse County Solid Waste Department has to guarantee so many tons per year to that plant. And the Solid Waste Department, we've been in the joint meetings with La Crosse and Onalaska. The Solid Waste Department was at all those meetings, discussed these things. If we start recycling more, we would end up having less tonnage for refuse. And the Solid Waste Department director has worked with haulers around the area to make sure that they've got enough tonnage coming in to make sure they meet their quota. So this has been planned for. We are, the Solid Waste Department is fully aware and supportive of our decision to try and recycle more, and they've made plans to make up that difference.
So that quota might over time actually come down?
I think the quota is going to stay the same, but you're going to see more refuse coming in that was getting maybe shipped to a outside landfill in around the area that now is going to stay here and be able to go to the Xcel plant.
Okay. Let's talk a bit about some of the educational aspects of the new trash and recycling system. You all have been attaching instructions to each of the new carts when they're delivered so people can look through and kind of read what should go where and where the carts should be placed. Do you feel like that's been sufficient in getting the education out to people, or do you think that people still need more information?
Well, I think people still need more information. As I mentioned, we had flyers, postcards, information on the webpage every year jointly with Onalaska and the La Crosse Solid Waste Department. We publish something that we call the Recycler that's got a lot of information in it. But again, because of what this entails, it is going to take time for all of us to become more accustomed to recycling more materials from our own households. And it is a big change because unless something that you use it in your home is food spoiled, paper plates or pizza boxes that have a lot of pizza sauce or grease or cheese in them, virtually everything else is going to be and is recycled or could be recycled, including aluminum pots and pans, for instance. Harder's Quick Cleanup has a buyer for the aluminum cookware. And if you have aluminum cookware, not cast iron, but aluminum cookware, you can dispose, at least in La Crosse, mm-hmm. and I think on Alaska as well, that aluminum cookware. So that's a very drastic change from what people have seen in the past. We've been working here in La Crosse with Viterbo University and their marketing department. We have a little bit of of YouTube videos out there, but it is going to, for the foreseeable future, 2014, I would say, a continuation of education, web page information, maybe additional interviews like this where we're trying to get the message out about the first and foremost that we want to encourage is recycling. So,
in the city of Onalaska, we put a mailing with our water bill, started in September. We've done two different mailings. We actually changed our collection days. So we not only had a new cart system, but we because the city had been many years since we had went through. So some of the days had growth. So they had a lot of pickups where other areas didn't. So we redid our days even. So we sent out a mailing right before we started, telling them the new date. You know, we also participate in the recycler. All the information was in that also. So we've tried to get things out. And as Dale said, you know, I've been on a variety of local media outlets. So the biggest thing we see that we're trying to get the word out on is 3 feet between carts. That's our biggest collection standpoint right now. I think people are using them, understanding recycling. We've got the top of the recycling lid. There's a nice graphic that kind of explains to people what can go in. We also mailed that out to people in that last mailing. So I think they're getting used to what needs to go into the recycling container. It's just a matter getting them out now so we can get them collected and kind of do that.
And you need them separated about 3 feet just so that the truck itself can easily pick it up.
There's a mechanical arm that comes off the truck that picks the cart up and dumps it into the truck, and they need 3 feet between any object, whether it's a mailbox, snowbank, another cart, to be able to get that in there and get it picked up.
What are the other issues with cart placements that you're hearing seem to be most problematic? Is it the 3 feet issue, or are there other issues that...
Well, obviously... this is not the most opportune time of the year,
sure,
weather-wise,
snowbanks.
To be starting this, and it's snowbanks. Right, exactly so. So snowbanks are causing some issues and some problems. You're not supposed to put the carts up on top of a snowbank. And we have here in La Crosse a number of neighborhoods, a number of our refuse routes that are alley collection. So most of our alleys are fairly narrow to begin with, and you compound that by the amount of snowfall that we've had to date. And that really causes an issue for alley collection and snowbanks and clearing out areas. So the cart is fairly close to being level, so it's not tipped, leaning halfway over the like. And as Jared's pointing out, having the 3 foot of clearance, which would include 3 feet away from a snowbank. So that has been an issue, and I think it will continue to be until we get this winter under our belts, get a little more experience. And similarly, this is new for Harder's Quick Cleanup. It's a new way to collect garbage and recycling. They've only taken delivery in the last few weeks of their new trucks, so their drivers and operators haven't had a lot of time in those yet. So as they get more skilled in running those mechanical arms and our residents get more in tune with cart placement, I think some of those issues of cart location will tend to go away. Will they ever completely go away? Probably not here in La Crosse, at least, because in addition to the alley collection, we've got many neighborhoods where there's parked cars on both sides of the street. So we've got issues out there that will continue, but they're not insurmountable.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Today, we're talking about the new trash and recycling collection systems in Onalaska and La Crosse. My guests are Dale Hexum, City of La Crosse's Director of Public Works, and Jared Holter, Onalaska's City Engineer. I want to go over a couple other little details involved with these new systems. For people out there who maybe have a hard time physically moving the carts themselves, there are programs out there to assist them?
Correct. The City of Onalaska, and I think La Crosse, has the same program in place. We do require a form to be filled out, so if a resident comes in or calls us, and we'll mail them the form, and it's a very quick form, just got their name and a few things where they live and such. And we do require a doctor's slip of some kind to show that they are physically challenged, that they can't get the cart out to the curb. And if with that, they can leave their cart next to their garage or dwelling unit. And when the driver comes by, as long as it's physically can see it from the dwelling unit, they will come out of the truck, go get it, and bring it down, dump it, and put it back.
I think, Jared, you talked about in Onalaska if people want different size carts, but in La Crosse, people still have time to contact the city if they do want a different cart?
Correct. We have basically a 30-day window coming up now, just started. We want them to use the cart they selected or that they were delivered for the first 30 days. At the end of that time, which would be the end of February into March, we'll compile the list and begin making the cart change outs into March and April. They'll have the opportunity to either downsize the carts that they have, or maybe in some cases, because they're recycling more, if they got a 65 to begin with, some people are already saying, as Jared's pointing out, they didn't realize how much they could recycle. So we optimistically might see people going to the 95 for recycling. So La Crosse residents do have that opportunity through March to change out carts at no additional cost or the like. After that time, we get into April, you can still change cart size, but then it's going to cost a delivery fee of $20 to change out the cart size to something different.
Dale, here in La Crosse, yard waste collection has changed.
Yard waste collection has changed.
And also big trash.
Large items, right.
Yeah, large item collection has changed too.
Yep. Let's cover yard waste collection first. Curbside yard waste collection is now what is called a subscription service. So if residents want in the upcoming yard waste season, whenever we melt the snowbanks and things begin to grow, April, May, if they wish to have yard waste collection at their residence, they would have to contact Harder's Quick Cleanup and make arrangements to have a third cart for yard waste only delivered to their residents, and Harders would then bill them for that service depending on how often they request to have that cart dumped. So that's a change, but we still have the yard waste drop-off site, public yard waste drop-off site on Isle of Plume open for 2014, not now because it's under snow, but people can still continue to bring their yard waste, their brush down to the yard waste drop-off site on Isle of Plume for no cost during the 2014.
Is yard waste changing in Onalaska?
Yard waste is staying the same that we have done in the past. In 2013, the city did institute a $20 yard waste sticker for a fee, and that lasted the whole year. And with that $20 sticker, the city residents of Onalaska get weekly pickup April through the end of October, actually to the end of November, for yard waste at their curb. So that will be remaining the same.
So large items is also ending here in La Crosse, meaning, and at this point, you can't throw away your old garbage containers, too.
Correct.
Okay.
Again, as of January 1, essentially large item collection in the city of La Crosse is gone, at least for a no-cost basis. Residents still have the opportunity when they have, let's say, a sofa or a mattress to get rid of. It is their responsibility to get rid of that. We won't pick it up at the curbside. They can call any hauler of their choice. They could call Hilltoppers. They could call Waste Management. They could call, you know, whomever might be in the Yellow Pages that advertise a truck available for rent. If they call Harders, there will be a fee for disposal. For instance, if they have a washer or dryer, that's $15. If they have a sofa, it may be $21. And if they use Harders, they have the advantage of being able to set it down by the street for collection. But again, they don't have to call Harders. Harders rates are on our webpage. They were part of the bid. They could call anybody that they choose. The item cannot then be placed down by the street or the alley for collection. It has to remain either in their garage or up by the garage or up by the house, and the hauler that they've just called to have that mattress or entertainment center picked up would have to go up their driveway and pick it up.
Did the city decide to end this for financial reasons or?
Partially for financial, yes, because not everybody within the city of La Crosse, the 17,000 households, for instance, were throwing away large items, but yet it was all part of their tax levy. So this is a way to try to begin putting some accountability for being accountable for your waste, really trying to cut down on the large item disposal, which was going on.
And can people still throw away large items in Onalaska, or could they ever?
We have not offered large item pickup for approximately 3 years. And we direct everyone to, as Dale mentioned, either call a local hauler to come get their materials, or we're fortunate in St. Onalaska that the La Crosse County Solid Waste Landfill is within our city limits. So we do offer to people that they can always take it out to the landfill and get rid of it there.
Maybe we should go over recycling items, as you've both talked about quite a bit. Lots more can be recycled in both cities. Much more plastics than before. Styrofoam, cardboard, paper doesn't necessarily have to be bundled up anymore. In fact, I don't think they want paper bundled up.
Correct. They don't want it. They do not want anything bundled up for the recycling. The one thing that it is different between Onalaska and La Crosse is we did not put styrofoam on our recycling
list. Okay, so no styrofoam in Onalaska.
That is the one. I think that is the only thing that is different between La Crosse and Onalaska on the recycling front. But there's Dale's got the list out here: plastics, papers, metals, glass, pots and pans, Christmas lights. That's one that's unique on the list. There's a variety of things on the list, and on the, like I said, on top of the recycling container, there's a graphic that kind of.
And they can't accept dirty items. So if it was a jar that had spaghetti sauce in it, clean out that spaghetti sauce?
Yeah, I'll rinse out the jars, rinse out the cottage cheese containers. If you've got a pizza box, for instance, that's been soiled by the pizza sauce or the cheese, that is not recyclable. That would have to go in the garbage or the trash. But again, as we're finding, I think as Jared already indicated, their numbers look like they're almost doubling. People are really embracing and buying into this, which is exactly what we had hoped for, planned for. There's a lot of people, a lot of residents between Onalaska and La Crosse that have moved here from other parts of the state, other parts of the country, where they're coming already from an area that has been recycling many, many more things all along. And when they've come into my office, for instance, in the past years to buy a recycling bin, they always ask the question, why does La Crosse not recycle all of these other materials? And it is primarily for the reason because we have the refuse-derived fuel plant. So I think it's going to be well-received as people really get into recycling. And we've already begun. We haven't made any decisions yet because it's very early in the game, only the first really full week. There may be long-term when we reevaluate the program, whether it's mid-2014 with probably Onalaska as well, maybe a little later. But there may be the need or the opportunity to actually switch collection, where instead of recycling collection is every other week, maybe it becomes garbage and trash is every other week and recycling is weekly.
Dale Hexum is Public Works Director for the City of La Crosse. He and Onalaska City Engineer Jared Holter were talking about a new waste collection system that started recently in both communities. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Coming up next, we'll have a reaction to the passage of a long overdue federal farm bill. Archives of this and other recent editions of Newsmakers, extended interviews, and photos can be found on our website at wpr.org/newsmakers. You can also like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.